It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A Milwaukee theater company requests that we brace ourselves for an impending apocalypse. It's a new stage production open Saturday at Zao Milwaukee Church. Be part of this theater conversation. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jamelyn Gray is an actor, producer, and founder of the theater group The Constructivists and director of the production Acapocalypse, or Oconomowoc Capella's acapella practice has been canceled. Jamelyn, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
What got into you with this title?
I mean, I guess it would be great if we could get the playwright on here this morning, or the playwrights on here this morning. The title is one of the reasons why I fell in love with this this play in the first place. I read that title and was just leaping with joy because even just saying it brings a smile to your face.
So it's someone else's problem, right?
it's somebody else's brain and not mine, unfortunately. I wish I could claim that title was my title.
Is there any a cappella music to be had in this play?
You know, not as much as you would think with a title like that. I think that's part of what's funny about it. It's something that we talk about all the time, is how the limited amount of a cappella singing in this production.
Well, the play is also a group effort. Can you talk about how it's being written?
Yeah, Andrew Hobgood and Jolino are the two playwrights of this production. And, you know, Andy was the one who really started out with the treatment of this, where he was the one who came up with the story and the storyline. And Joe is his partner and writing partner. And they collectively came up with the story. They made a list of characters. And then we found the actors to fill those roles, and the actors themselves really develop the characters that they are given. They are the ones who figure out their background, their full story, what they would carry in their backpack kind of thing. And through that process, then they give these characters over to the playwrights. Then they go away, they write this script in full, and then they come back and we start developing the work.
Wow. So do you feel there are about 9 members of this cast. Do you feel like there you have that buy-in to have that contribution from the actors? It's not just like, hey, here's a script, do this. You're actually asking the actors to make a significant contribution to the creative element.
I think it's one of the best parts of this process. And I think the actors would say the same, that, you know, you really get ownership of this piece. I mean, it's a world premiere that you yourself have created a piece of this work. And yeah, you can absolutely say, I did this, I did that, I made up this line, I made up that line. And there's something just really special about that.
How, I'm wondering, you know, because sometimes you think of a script coming together and someone is just, you know, at a computer writing it. But when you have all of these contributors, I mean, does technology help? How do you bring a script together when there are so many people providing their piece of it and so much input on it?
Well, we got together in workshop form after Joe and Andy would go away and write a little bit and then come back. This was originally developed for our under construction play development series last year. And we had a few workshops, I think it was just 3, before we did a reading of this work before our fundraiser last year. But it was really out of that process that I decided I think this is a great work, and really under the Constructivist brand, I really think that we should bring this to full production. And then after that, then we did three or four more workshops after that, where we all got it together in a room. We read the script. We, you know, gave thoughts on where it was going, what the characters were doing, and, you know, shaped and reshaped. And then we officially got together at the beginning of February to really start the actual rehearsal process to bring it to full production.
Jamelyn, you mentioned the constructivist brand, and I wonder, what does this Milwaukee Theater Company stand for? What is its mission?
We believe in dark art catharsis. We really invest our time into works that are dark comedy, drama. You know, this script actually leans way more to the funny side of dark and funny. But we feel like there's room in the theatrical universe for works that really take the dark side of human experience and put it on stage. And through that, you know, people can really process dark emotions as they watch our shows.
We're talking about a new Devise Theater production in Milwaukee with its director, Jamelyn Gray, and the constructivists and the mission of this company. You can call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. So, Jamelyn, can you, explain more of the plot and why choose the practice of a cappella competitions to ground the plot?
Because it's funny. the actual real plot to the script is that there is or isn't there, or that is the main question, is an impending apocalypse. It's the evening of the 11th annual regional a cappella competition, and these nine cast members are part of this a cappella group called the Oconomowoc Cappellas of Oconomowoc. And they get together and practice a cappella and sing their songs, and they are going to the finals this upcoming weekend. And as they're getting ready, one of their members rushes in covered in what appears to be blood. And chaos then ensues from this event that they're concerned that the world is at its end.
Are there any like real life historical elements that surface in the plot or are influenced in the writing of the play?
Oh, Andy did his research. I will say that I think people will get a kick out of how Wisconsin this actually is. One of my favorite things in the play right now is one of the members does vocal warm-ups with the cast, and the way that this play is set up, the audience is technically part of the ensemble, so you may yourself be part of these warm-ups. And he, Ben Yella is his name. He likes to work in like the Deer District into his warm-ups and things like that. There's really a lot of Wisconsin about this piece.
Did you ever consider joining the cast of this?
Andy did ask way back at the start of the thing, and I'm just one of those people who I'm either a director or an actor. It's not part of my brain process to do both in a theatrical setting. So I was like, you know what? I thank you and I appreciate you, but I'm gonna just stick with the directing on this one.
And you set this play at Zao Milwaukee Church. Can you talk a little bit about that connection?
Yeah, it's been a great partnership. We started rehearsing at Zao, I think it's two years ago now. Time doesn't exist anymore. We really just started rehearsing using their basement space as a rehearsal spot, because if anybody in Milwaukee in the arts is listening, you know the challenge of finding rehearsal space, finding performance space. It's a real point of contention with all the theater arts groups. But we through a mutual connection, we were able to find this place, and we started rehearsing there. And the more I thought about the way that this season was shaping up, the more I thought, would it be possible to actually perform in that space as well? And we made it happen. And so we did our first ever holiday show this past December in the basement there at Zao, which was called a Very Deadly Constructivist Holiday. And then we are doing Acapocalypse there as well. So we are rehearsing and performing in the same space.
Is that helpful for your cast?
Oh, 100%. It's a literal dream to be able to perform and rehearse and not have to move and have, the ability to do things, almost as early as you want to do them in the same space.
Jamelyn Gray is with us, founder and artistic director of the Milwaukee Theater Company, The Constructivists, and she directs the upcoming production of Acapocalypse. Be part of this conversation about live theater. Call in with a question. You can share comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent, a Milwaukee theater company called The Constructivists. They call their new production a whirlwind 60-minute absurdist satire. We explore Acapocalypse, which opens Saturday. Director Jamelyn Gray is founder, artistic director of this theater company, also an actor and producer. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jamelyn, you founded The Constructivists, and the play comes with a content warning for its inclusion of provoking words, ideas, and actions. How should audiences expect to be challenged by Acapocalypse?
It's really a piece about sort of, clickbait culture and how we fall for things so easily without sometimes really investigating. I'm sure Wisconsin Public Radio has had many shows about that. I put a content warning on every production that we do, because the work that we delve into does deal a lot of times with hard feelings, hard emotions. Sometimes there is a lot of blood. Sometimes that people might be a little unsettled by. And so, but I think it's important. I've often said I would rather do this work on stage. I wish we could do this work on stage rather than have the real, the real Acapocalypse in the real world kind of thing. And so I just think it's important that we have the opportunity as humans to be able to process the darkness.
Are content warnings, do you think, becoming more commonplace with theater companies and with productions?
Absolutely, 100%. I really think it's the up and coming generation who's really opened our eyes to, oh man, I'm really aging myself there. really opened our eyes to just being aware and mindful and sensitive to people's the way that people process certain emotions, and when you're dealing with hard material that it might just be kind if people need a heads up that they have a heads up available to them. I like to put on our website that a separate, a whole separate page that people can go and look what content is actually in the show. Just to also be mindful of people who want to walk into a performance without knowing anything. And so I really try to find the balance there to be thoughtful for everyone.
You mentioned how the audience would be part of this play. Can you talk more about how you engage the audience in this production?
Absolutely. We have the basement set up in sort of a horseshoe pattern, if you would like to call it that. And they will be brought in by the actors and be seated in their various sections, sopranos, altos, tenors, and bass. And be really right there, right in the action. They will have actors sitting next to them at various times. It's very much an in-your-face kind of production.
I wonder how malleable is the script? I mean, if an audience member says something, could an actor riff off of
Absolutely.
it?
And I hope that there is at least an opportunity or two for that to actually happen, because our actors are, many of them are legit comedic actors who will be able to deal with anything that is thrown at them, no problem.
So one night might the kind of like the mood one night and what comes up might be different than the next performance.
It's one of my favorite things about theater is that every night is different. It's, you know, we talk about how ephemeral of an art form it actually is, that every performance has its own mood. Every performance has its own way to go about things.
Do you think audiences like to interact like that with a live play? Or you know, it's like maybe in the past they thought, well, I come, I sit, I be entertained. This is a totally different element. What do audiences think of that?
I think some people like it, and some people, like you say, will be more reserved and just sit back and watch. And I think our actors have had enough experience with this type of art form and dealing with audience members that I think they'll be able to feel people out of whether or not they want to be an active participant. We actually, part of the script actually requires us to, at the top of the show, pick an audience member to be an actual active participant. Her name is Linda, and she will need to be somebody who is willing to play along a little bit throughout the show.
We're talking about Acapocalypse, open Saturday, and Jamelyn Gray is an actor, producer, founder, and artistic director of The Constructivists and directing this production of Acapocalypse. You can call in questions and comments along the way at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. So, theater advocacy is mentioned on several aspects of the Constructivists' website. What does theater advocacy mean to the company?
We just wish more people would see it. That theater is such a great art form, a great way to process the world. It really even almost harkens back to that good old-fashioned Greek catharsis thought process of going and watching something and, you know, being able to work through problems. We just believe that if more people were to see more theater, the world would be a better place.
Is it difficult to get people into seats and to distract people enough to get them out of their homes, out of their environments, into a live theater setting with other people?
It's always been a challenge. We all remember what it was like to be a theater nerd in high school, right? And be part of the group that was, may or may not be picked on. It has gotten even more of a challenge after pandemic. People have gotten used to being at home and having their creature comforts at home. But there are lots of studies out there, just sort of anecdotally, that prove how beneficial theater is as an art form. There was a study done that found that people's heartbeats start beating at the same time as other audience members during a theatrical production. It's really getting out into the world and being among your fellow humans, watching something funny or dark or, happy, sad, a musical. There's so much that Milwaukee and Wisconsin has to offer. It would just be great if more people would come out and see us.
In our final moments together, you mentioned the pandemic. Is that era of the theater world behind you? Is everything pretty much back to normal?
I would say not. We are still, all of us are definitely still feeling the effects of trying so hard to get people back into seats. I was musing over our holiday production. We only did it for one weekend, so we only had about 90 people come and see that production. But that was actually more people that saw that show than our first production coming back from pandemic. And we were at the Broadway Theater Center in the Third Ward in Milwaukee here. And we did Jen Silverman's Wink, and only 80 people saw that show. And we did 9 performances of that production. And so it's been a really, really, really slow, slow, slow climb back. Not to mention the challenges that we have with how poor Wisconsin funds the arts.
And we
I'm
have
sure you've
to
done.
we yeah, we have to leave it there. Jamelyn Gray, thank you for joining us, founder and artistic director of the Constructivists. And upcoming production is Apocalypse. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.